Stephen, one of the 12, testifying, preaching, prophesying to the people, telling them what it is that they have done in allowing our Lord to be crucified, telling them what's happening, telling them, trying to tell them that God is doing a new thing in the world, that there is a new covenant, there is an opportunity to go a new way and do a new thing. But the people did not want to hear him. The people were afraid. Saul, a churchman, a Pharisee, a lawyer, a student of Scripture, a preacher, stood by and watched. Well, we know who Saul became. We know that Saul was struck down by a vision and became Paul, a disciple to the church throughout the Roman Empire. Perhaps it was necessary that Stephen give up his life so that Paul could see what it was to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and the willingness that Stephen had to give up his life for our Lord. These were all good church people. These were all people who were devout in their worship in the way of the Old Testament. They believed that they were protecting their church. They believed that they were striking out against heresy. They believed that they were doing the right thing by stoning this young man to death because he had spoken things that they could not accept. He had given them a word that they could not understand. He had challenged them with a prophecy and a vision that did not fit within their understanding. And so they were angry. They were incensed. They were offended. And they were willing to kill. Just as others had taken the life of our Lord, allowed him to be hung on a cross, so these people stoned Stephen. And he too, as our Lord did, asked for forgiveness. What kinds of Christians are we going to be? The kind that are so busy defending our heritage and our traditions and our understanding that we can't hear something new? Or the kind that are willing to hear and see, perhaps even be struck blind by a vision as Paul was? Come to an understanding of what it is to serve the Lord. We can be good church people and not be serving Jesus Christ. We can be here every Sunday and not be doing God's will. We can be closed to the Word, to the intent, to what God is doing in the world, and still call ourselves Christians. We can be like those Hebrew people who believed that they were doing God's work when they took this young man's life. It breaks my heart when I read this, to think that this could happen today. But it does. There are places in the world where it is illegal to speak Jesus' name. It is illegal to be a Christian. You can still be stoned in places in the world for prophesying, for preaching, for speaking the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But even in our culture, people sometimes get, well, not stoned, but have their reputations sacrificed, have their livelihood cast from them, have their reputation sullied because they are trying to do what they understand to be the work of the Lord. Judge Hawkins, some time ago, released someone in her custody to us to be able to work with them because we went to court and volunteered to take that young person into our home and help them. That same judge is being charged with ethics violations because she wrote a book about Christianity and made the mistake of being too diligent in sharing that word with people that she worked with. Now, maybe she did violate the ethics code and deserves to be punished for that. But from what I've read and what I know of her, it sounds like people are taking advantage of the letter of the law and using that to persecute someone for their beliefs. Do we get persecuted for our beliefs sometimes? Sure we do. If you talk about your church and how much time you spend working in it, sometimes people will say, we don't want to hire you because we feel like your loyalties are divided or because your time is going to be taken up with your church. You won't have enough time to give to your job. Do people judge us when we talk about Christ, when we praise the Lord in public sometimes? When you work with the public, sometimes you're told that you cannot say Merry Christmas unless someone else says it first. We live in a world where we're continuously faced with choices. Are we going to stand up for our faith? Are we going to share? Are we going to be tolerant of people that we don't understand and be willing to listen to them and listen to their word to see if God is in it, if God has sent them to us? Going to be willing to look at ourselves when criticized and ask ourselves, is this just someone else's opinion or is this God trying to share with me something that I need to work on in myself? As Christians, we need to pray about those things. We need to ask the Spirit. We need to ask God, what is it you would have me do? The Holy Spirit gives us those gifts of the Spirit that Paul, who began as Saul and persecuting Christians, talks about in terms of becoming a new person, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with gifts of the Spirit, the peace, the joy, the love, the care that come with that Spirit. When we are filled with anger and malice and jealousy and all those things that we sometimes get overwhelmed by, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's not God. That's something else. Stephen was willing to give his life. And not only did he give up his life to share the word, the news of Jesus Christ, but he also offered forgiveness to those who wronged him and those who hurt him. I'm honored to have been able to serve this church. Been here for 6 years, and come to love it here. There have been challenges. There have been differences of opinion. There have been opportunities that have been missed or turned away from. But there have been others that have been seized, accomplished, and I see wonderful things happening in our women's group, in our Hispanic ministry, We are a small church, but we don't have to be small in spirit. We don't have to be small-minded. We don't have to be small in faith. We don't have to be small in prayer. We are not small, except in numbers or in size. And God is one who often takes the least, the weakest, the least likely, the most unexpected choice, and shows His power, His will, His strength in turning the weakest into the strongest, the least likely into the most able. Sacrifices are given and opportunities are received. Would Saul have become Paul if Stephen hadn't given up his life and asked God to forgive those who stoned him? I don't know. It doesn't say. But it makes me wonder if even in our sacrifices, we don't do God's work. I thank you for the opportunity to be here. I thank you for the opportunity to share. I thank you for the opportunity to serve. And while I go, someone new will come. I hope you will welcome them with love and an open heart. I hope you will understand that they will have a heart for ministries, maybe some I have shared, maybe some that I don't know anything about. But they will have their own ministries that they are called to do. Share with them, encourage them, support them in what they do and what they want to do. When working with people who struggle with addiction, I've often asked them, "Do you want a better world?" "Oh, yeah, we want a better world." "Well, then be a better person." "Do we want a better church?" "Sure, we want our church to be better." "Then be a better Christian." I don't know whether your new pastor will be better or worse. I'm sure she'll be better at some things than I am. I'm sure she won't do some things the way I do. She's here to serve God. Help her. Love her. Encourage her. Support her. Maybe it's not your ministry. But if it's hers, you need to encourage her to do what God is calling her to do. I thank you for all of the gifts that you have given me. For the love, the encouragement, the support, and for the criticism and the comment and the difference of opinion. Because I have had to look at myself and ask myself, which way should I go? Which way are you calling me? What do we do here? What do we do now? And when I have failed to love and forgive, that's my loss. That's my failure. For God loves and forgives all of you. All of us, no matter how human, no matter how fallible, no matter how imperfect we are, He knows our hearts, He knows our minds, He knows our lives, and He loves us and cares for us and shows us His way. Not my way, Lord, but thine. Not my words, but yours. Not my love, it's not enough to go around. But yours is always more than enough. In Jesus' name.